What's up, tribe? I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And this is Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast. Beach!
Season 2. If you joined us for season 1, you got 300 uncensored episodes.
But things are a little different in 2024. Not only are we having new guests, new segments, but we're going outside, y'all. We're getting out of our studio and podcasting in the wild. So make sure you check us out on YouTube to see where we're headed next.
This podcast is for all the good moms, all the good dads, and even y'all who ain't got no kids. Pull up. Join us in season 2 as we deep dive into even more uncensored topics like love, sex,
dating, and just look at this as the ultimate group chat. All the shit you're afraid to say out loud or even try, we say it and do it for you.
Because nothing's off limits here.
This is a judgment-free zone to show up exactly as you are. And let's be honest, we've all made a few bad choices. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices.
I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And we're in Santa Monica.
Welcome to our hood. Not our hood, but, you know, close by.
In this episode of Podcasting in the Wild, we have taken you guys to the West Side. The West Side meaning the beach area of LA. This is where the whites live.
Yeah, the rich whites.
This is where the rich whites live. So we're in our rich white era today.
This is a good place to come when you need to do rich white things, like organic teeth whitening or Botox or kale salad. They do a great kale salad.
They do great smoothies.
So today, Erica, my love, has finally convinced me that it's time to go to the med spa.
You know, I'm excited to bring you to FSA. Roberta is the owner. It's black owned, which is really cool because being a black owned med spa in Santa Monica is kind of lit.
Yeah.
And it actually is MLK Day today, baby.
What better place than to support a black business and get Botox on MLK Day?
So you decided you're going to get Botox.
I don't know. I think I kind of want a little bit of a lip filler, but then I feel like that's too LA and I can't go that far, but I don't know. It's up in the air.
Well, the reason I love Roberta is because she makes everything look very, very natural. And she really has, like, we've destigmatized the space. She's destigmatizing the whole self-care med spa experience.
It's not just for white women.
It's not just for white women. Self-care, you deserve to feel good about yourself, whether that's a facial, whether that's a little Botox, a little filler, you know, a little lips.
What do you think? Do you think my top lip needs a little what?
I don't know what this is, but... Do it like this.
You know, I always want to look like the black girl from Friday After Next.
Yeah.
That's what I always like. It's like Angelina Jolie.
Like a little, like a bee stung her.
Yeah, I just want to like... Orlando will kill me, but maybe he won't notice.
So it's all about comfortability. Looking like yourself, feeling like yourself. You don't have to get, there's no pressure.
I know,
there's
but.
There's no pressure for Botox. I'm not here like, all you must get Botox.
All my friends have gotten something. This is the most LA shit ever. Anyway, I think I'm ready. I think it's time. I'm 35 years old. And you know what? It's just like, I just need a little preventative.
That's really what it's about. It's not necessarily that, you know, your face is falling apart. It's the preventative of lines. Like, for, I have this very strong line in my forehead, but now because of my Botox, you cannot.
You can still move your face, so yeah, I'm hopeful. Okay, let's do it then. Oh my god, it's 11:11, so it's a sign that I should do all the things.
See, it's a sign. 11:11
on 11th Street. We're on 11th in Montana at beautiful FSA Aesthetics. Come on in. Hey.
Hi, beautiful. So good to see you.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Mila.
Finally.
Yes.
I'm here to pop my cherry.
Botox cherry, I'm hoping.
We'll see. I don't know. I have some questions.
How about lip cherry?
Maybe. The lip's up here.
At the other lip.
We can mix those too, bitch.
Those are pretty plump, okay? They don't call me fatty catty for nothing. I'm
feeling very LA. I think it's time. I don't know what it's time for, but like something.
Oh, well, that's surgery.
Not that. I feel so much better.
And less is more here. That's our approach.
I love that because everywhere in LA, it's like more is better. And that's just
more, and then we'll dissolve it later.
Have you seen Friday After Next when Cat Williams' girlfriend? She had like a little real plump lips. It kind of looked like Angelina Jolie, the black one. You remember?
I don't remember.
It looked like she had a little bee sting in her mouth.
Not do you remember?
You want to look like that?
You remember Friday After Next?
It's like, let's. Okay.
Sorry. Let's Google the photo.
I'm going to Google it.
We're going to use that as inspo.
Yes.
I mean, you already have beautiful lips.
I know.
But
I live in LA, so. What does that mean? Yeah. All the people on the internet are going to be like, this black girl, what is she talking about? Everybody's doing it.
Well, why don't y'all have a seat?
Okay.
Okay, tribe, it's tarot time. Come on in. Let's see what the cards hold for Jamila today.
Maybe the cards will tell me if I need to get lip filler.
Okay. My ancestors, guides.
Guide me to which treatment I should get at the men's spa on Martin Luther King Day.
What treatment are in the cards for Jamila?
I don't know if tarot has
what
type
is the
of
energy
answers.
That needs to exist in order for Jamila to feel confident in her choices today. What does that look like? Let's see.
I've never pulled this one before. Seven of Cups.
The Seven of Cups. I feel like, you know, typically we we read the cards at the end of the episode, but I feel like we need answers now.
Yeah.
So
it was actually reversed, which, you know, sometimes I choose if I want it to be reversed.
So Seven of Cups. Biddy. Seven of Cups, Biddy. What you got to tell? What you got to tell, Jamila?
It's reversed.
Okay. Alignment. Personal values, overwhelmed by choices.
This is me pretty much every day.
She's overwhelmed by choices. Okay.
Botox, lip fillers, what should I do?
The reverse Seven of Cups often appears when you face several different choices, and instead of choosing the option that may appeal to others, you are relying on your inner wisdom and guidance to show you the best way. You may come up with your own criteria to help you make the decision in alignment with your inner being. If you find yourself with multiple opportunities or ideas, ground yourself first. And reflect on what you want for the long term. What do you want for the long term? You want to freeze your face long term?
Yeah.
Okay. All these shiny new objects
so
in
shiny.
Front of you have a certain magic power over you right now.
Beauty.
And you're at risk of losing focus if you chase after pipe dreams. Take a step back and assess the options against your priorities to work out. Take a step back and assess the options against your priorities to work out which opportunities will be a real benefit to you. As a card of choices and options, the reverse Seven of Cups can mean you are overwhelmed by a choice and cannot move forward. Reduce your options and focus on what is important to you. You don't need to keep searching for that big idea. You have what you need. Make a pick and move forward with it, bitch. Make a choice, hoe.
Okay.
Botox or lip fillers?
Both. Fuck what Orlando said. My lips, goddammit.
My lips are my choice.
You want a blowjob? That's what I thought. Shut the fuck up. I'm from LA. You don't understand my choices. This is about my culture of LA. This is LA and culture, and this is what we do.
LA, okay. Wait, actually, last night, the other night, we were at the party, and me and Jamila went to this party the other night in Topanga Canyon, and I was really excited to get the invite because I knew that it was going to be some white hippie shit. Like, for sure, it was going to be some white hippie shit. They were going to do ecstatic dancing. They were going to be doing weird cuddling. They might offer me some sort of strange synthetic drug. All these things happened because when I got there, all these things actually happened, and I was like, yes, this is exactly the experience I knew that was going to happen. But when I got there, our friend, she was like, oh, I heard you moved like in the area, like in Topanga. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I think I'm going to go with that I live in Topanga now.
It's close enough.
Like,
I heard them say that you're a Topangan. And you're like,
I know. And they're like, you're a Topangan. And I was like,
I'm in.
I didn't even know a Topangan was a thing.
Of course you didn't, because you're not white and living in Topanga.
But I'm a Topangan now, and I want to be in the Topanga. drink and culture with them, and I want to be invited to all their weird white cuddle pockets.
Me too. And honestly, I didn't know if you I told you, but Eric and Luna was like, I want a new house, and Orlando said, we own half of Erica's house. So you're good. And,
yeah,
I was like, yeah.
It's true. You can come over whenever. Y'all can spend the night. So Topangan.
So I'm a Topangan.
San Monican. You know, Woodland, Hillen.
This is how you up your, like, when you, this is how you up your, like, you hang around the Topangans and then eventually you'll live in Topangan. You hang in Santa Monica and eventually you live in Santa Monica.
That was my goal. I was like, maybe if I hang out with the Topangans enough, I'll get to the top of the Topanga Mountain, which will, I'll be Malibu adjacent.
Yeah.
Which I'm already telling people I'm Malibu adjacent.
That which means you're almost in Malibu. You're almost a Malibu resident.
I'm literally adjacent to Calabasas and Malibu.
And Topanga. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I realized before we went, I was like, we have a very unique experience living in LA and living in the Valley and living in like Hollywood. And like, I used to be like, where are all the black people growing up? And then I moved to Atlanta and I got that dose. But what I realized is this experience is very unique in the sense that like before we went to the party, I was thinking, I was like, Orlando, my boyfriend, my lovely honey, is probably going to be a little bit alarmed by the amount of white people. And to be honest, I thought there'd be at least one other black outside of us four, me and you and our plus ones, but there wasn't. And in fact, when we walked in, for some reason, I don't know if this is just the Topangan wardrobe, but everyone was wearing cream colors. And it was very like a hippie cream, like fireplace. Everybody was fine, but as soon as we walked in, we opened the door and Orlando whispered in my ear,
I don't know why I thought like we've already like popped this cherry with Orlando.
I realized he's not.
I thought that he had already been like fully integrated into the whiteness of Los Angeles, California.
I realize if you are someone who's lived in summer or grown up somewhere like Brooklyn or Atlanta or places where you'll see more people who look like you and you're not always the minority, like we have been so.
Like we're used to this shit.
Yeah, we're so used to it. Like I'm always used to going to the party and I'm only black.
Yeah.
But when he walked in and was scared, I was like, I could see how this could look a slightly bit like culty Get Out-ish.
Well, when you said that, then I looked around with a different lens.
With like your black people lens on? You're like, let me take off my Valley glasses and put on my black.
This could feel culty, mother God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's like, as a black person, being around a bunch of white people, I could see why you would opt to go like a different route, or like where it might be like, are they gonna kill me? You know, like I'm in like a gated community in the hills, like at night. Is there some weird sacrifice about to happen? Mm. But no, it was great. They're great people. They're actually our good friends. But I was just really just wanted to comment on the like perception if you coming from certain places and like how much we are so Valley that we're like, what? This is great. You didn't meet Dave? Oh, brother Dave?
We're gonna go down to the yurt.
He's like, oh yeah, dude, you didn't check out the property?
We're gonna go to the yurt.
It's like 57 acres. Like there's go by to the creek. There's four yurts in the property. And I was like, we can go inside? I'm like, this is so
I literally looked at every yurt.
Yeah, me too. Like, did you see the one on the far end?
Which one was that?
There was three down. Did you see that third one?
Yeah, I saw all three.
Oh, I couldn't find the stairs to that third one. I saw the one in the pool.
There was one in the pool. Oh, no, maybe not. I saw the one in the pool, well, and then I saw the two at the creek.
There's one more at the creek that's like was kind of.
Oh, no, I didn't see those.
Anyway.
It was beautifully decorated. There was a piano in one of the yurts by the creek. Basically, this person bought a whole, it used to be a camp for kids. They bought, a billionaire bought the property and lets this producer live on the property manage it.
Oh.
Yeah, he manages the property, so he has his like studio there. But I think he manages it, but I think he's also like an investor because I think he's the one who actually designed all the yurts.
Yeah, he did. Gonna do a couple's good vibe retreat there. I already envisioned it, and that's why we're friends with them because it's like a couple. They're all like couple suites.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful, and it looks very witchy. That long ass Hogwarts table. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, tap in with your white friends. They might have some offerings. You might, you know, your rich white friends may have some ideas for you or some. And I also figured they need the diversity.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, good thing we showed up. You guys are gonna have no soul. I mean, that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. You need to sprinkle some blacks in there.
Yeah, there was an Indian man there.
An Indian man who was also very rich because he told you that he rolled the dice.
I know, because like, he came up, he's like, oh, I'm just so grateful to be here. Oh, you know, I just came back from 4 months of traveling on the road. And I was like, where'd you go? He's like, don't ask me that. And I was like, okay. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then Ariel was like, well, what happened? He's like, well, actually, let me tell you everything.
That was easy.
He's like, I rolled the die, And he said, I found a die on the floor. And I was like, you found a die on the floor? He's like, a die, you know, a die. Like, you know, you roll in a game. I'm like, a dice? He's like, it's singular, so you write die. I don't speak English, not my first language. I was like, okay. He's like, I found a die on the floor, and I picked it up, and I said to myself, this die is going to tell me where I should travel.
Was this coming to America?
For the next 4 months, this die is going to tell me where I should travel. So I put a country on each side of the die, and then I rolled the dice. And then I went to that country, and I said, what country? He's like, don't ask me that. And I was like, what the
I don't
fuck is this
talk
conversation?
About it.
So then he's like, it made no sense. I was like, would you recommend this experience? No, I wouldn't recommend. It's absolutely absurd to be in Mexico one day and then roll the die, and you got to go to Istanbul. And then the next day, you got to go to Switzerland. And then my friends were DJing at a party in Ibiza, so then I had to go there. And I was like, wow, he had to do so many things. And then he was like, you know what I love the most about it is that, you know, had a very humbling experience, you know.
He went to a third world country.
He said, I think he's from India, but he was like, you know, it's one thing to like stay at the Four Seasons, which I did sometimes.
Of course he did.
But then to stay in a humble shack in Turkey.
Shut the fuck up.
With just a simple bed, just a shack, just really immerse yourself into the culture. You know, that's what I did. So I'm in deep gratitude. I'm so happy to be here amongst my friends, you know, been amongst strangers for the past 4 months, and it just feels good to see a familiar. And then I said, wow, thank you for sharing all of this, even though you didn't want to.
You shared nothing. You told us really nothing. You know, I think I just pinpointed my irritation with sometimes, like, hanging out with others. It's like, it's not that they're bad people, but, and you know, maybe, I admit, maybe it's jealousy. Like, you are so oblivious and so, like, privileged that you just rolled a die.
You just rolled a die.
Stayed at the Four Seasons and it's like, shut the fuck up.
A humble shack. Also, because he could. And not because he had to.
And it's nice. Like, I wish that I could roll the die.
You can, darling. We're rolling the die.
Okay, but I think that sometimes, and I appreciate luxury and I appreciate sharing of your personal wealthy experiences. That's great. And I hope to get there. But sometimes you have to, like, temperature check the room of all the people in the party.
He was in the right room. He was in the right room to share that story. He was safe.
Yeah. Well, that's why I realized, like, sometimes when I'm around, like, super whites, super wealthy whites, I was like, wow, we are not the same. And also, another thing why you should call out for your whites is, like, they're so happy.
Not call out for them.
Whites, are you there? You should have, like, three white friends. They're usually so happy. They have no, like, you don't have to worry about, like, dying when you leave your house, your children, like, being wrongfully accused of any, like, you're just so happy. You're just like, hey, guys, like, let's go have a party. And that freedom, that, like, level of not holding on to, like, a minor piece of rage or sadness, it's a beautiful thing to experience. You're just living freely in the world, rolling the die. And
you know what? The lesson of the die is that what I've gathered in this conversation and thinking deeply about the die. Dice. Is what if instead of putting random countries on there, you just put realistic experiences that you could have today? Like, today, what kind of day do I want to have? Let me roll the dice. And you write different things.
You bring it down
there
to, like, a less luxury.
Yeah,
like,
you bring it
back. Like, go get coffee.
For normal people.
Go to the park.
Nails, like, maybe I'll go to a yoga class. Maybe I'll make the, maybe I'll call my, that person I've been meaning to call. And
a hike I've never been on.
Yeah, like, I think that is actually a more realistic and probably more beneficial. I mean, that probably is beneficial as well, but more realistic lesson in the die.
Yes. And for our non-black listeners, I just want to say, this is not personal to you. I realize that white people also have struggles and they're not all rich and they're not all happy. And don't take it personally. This is just my experience living in very valley privileged Los Angeles. And I realize I want to use the white people line. My best friend is white. So don't worry. This is not for about you.
No. Anyway.
Are you ready? You think am I going to be beautiful now?
I think you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
I'm excited. Welcome, Ms. Jamila.
Hey.
I am ready to pop your Botox cherry.
Woo.
And I love that she is here for moral support.
It's my wife. I have to bring her everywhere.
Roberta, can you just, she needs to be eased.
All right.
If you guys are watching this on, or listening to this, I want to encourage you guys to go to YouTube and check this out so you can see, first of all,
my scared as shit face.
Her scared as shit face. Roberta's beautiful face.
Yeah, Roberta's fine.
I'm
as
healing
out
right now, so don't judge me.
You're
if
fine
a
as hell.
If the skin falls on you,
you're
just
fine.
Blow it off.
But Roberta, how long have you been working in the med spa space.
I have been doing this for 15 years.
So you are in good hands.
I figured.
And you mostly, like, based on your Instagram, I see you mostly do women of color, too.
I do. You know, back in the day, it was like a stigma that we don't do this stuff. Black don't crack. But we have come a long ways. We do wear SPF. We need it.
Mm. Okay. Can we please talk about that? Oh, my God. I feel like that is something, there's like a misconception around SPF. And melanated skins.
Yes.
You hear that, ladies? You, too, have to wear SPF. Just because you're black doesn't mean you don't need SPF, okay? Because that sun will get you.
If you're bald, put that shit on your fucking head. For real. I feel like for all the bald men in the world, they just be like out here and the sun glaring on their head. Aging their fucking head.
Are they going to get wrinkles on their head?
They might.
I mean, they'll have like sunspots. That's not cute.
It'd be ashy.
Yeah.
You know, nobody want to be ashy.
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, Jamila, okay, so there are a few things that we got to make sure you're cleared. Okay. Are you pregnant or breastfeeding?
No.
No?
I'm okay. Birth control.
Any allergies that I need to know about?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And any, this is like, any medications or,
Just the copper,
Are you on drugs?
Which drugs are we talking about?
Are you on drugs, Jamila?
Well, all the drugs. So all the recreational.
How recent does that count on drugs?
I mean, some nice white people did try to offer me GP in Topanga. The Topangans tried to offer me GP.
So. It's called just G.
And he said GP.
No, I think they're both. Yeah, it's G. That's the street name. I didn't take any GE on Friday. Okay. I stayed away from. I thought about it, but I'd already started drinking. So I said, okay. You know what? Let me not be the sick bitch.
Yeah, because we would never know what kind of interaction that can have with Botox. You know, I want this to be like your first time, a positive experience, and would hate for the GHP and the Botox to have like some sort of clash.
Has that ever happened to a client? Like they were like, oh my God, I did too much coke and now I got Botox. And now I'm frozen.
No.
Okay.
When I was telling Jamila about Botox, she kept saying, like, is my face going to be like this? Is it going to go like this? And I was like, honey, your face doesn't do that on Botox. You're thinking of the wrong. Think of some other thing.
Is that filler?
Filler or like a facelift.
Really strong threads.
Maybe threads.
They're pulled really, really tight.
I heard about the thread shit. That sounds very scary. And
it's a little... I mean, too invasive for me.
I'm not trying to put threads and anchors in my skin and then let them dissolve.
Yeah, we like fillers. We like things that kind of like metabolize on their own and don't leave like dimples or, you know, from what I understand, a lot of times people that get the threads, they get pulled so tight that they end up with like a very long headache that just doesn't go away for like a week.
We don't need any of that. We don't have time.
All right, I get enough migraines, though. No, thank you.
Let's just stick with the basic.
Let's stick with easy.
Easy, like easy. Regular first step 35-year-old.
Let me pass you a mirror. Tell me what areas bother you and like what it is that you want to achieve, and then I'll tell you what you can expect.
I'll be honest. I didn't do a lot of deep observation to figure out what bothers me. I mean, I just want it to be flawless and beautiful.
Smile hard. Like, do these bother you?
Okay, yeah, now they do.
Okay. All right, lay back for me. And then smile again. Okay.
It's like the doctor when you go and get something and then you didn't think you were going to get it.
Like, you look like this.
And then turn towards me and smile again. We're going to do one right here, one right here, and one right here.
Okay.
And then.
These are supposed to be here, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that would be more filler.
Okay.
But we wouldn't actually inject you in there. We would actually inject you right around here to kind of like help pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about my forehead?
Yeah, and then turn around again. We're going to do a little bit right here, right here. Is that your angry face? It's not that angry. Let's do a little bunny line. This is a bunny.
Mm-hmm. Little bunny line.
Is this my mad face?
My mad face is just...
And what about your forehead? So when you raise your eyebrows, you see these little lines right here. They're horizontal.
Okay.
So when you're not expressing, those lines are kind of there.
Yeah, either way.
They're called static lines. Uh-huh. So you turn your head for me, and then raise it hard for me. Yep, there we go. And then right here, raise one more time. Yeah. Okay. So like 10 units right there. We're gonna do 9, 11. Okay, so 10, and then 11.
Is this gonna hurt?
No. Okay. It just feels like little tiny pinpricks.
Okay.
Any history of neuromuscular disease? Have you ever had Bell's palsy, myasthenia gravis, Lambert-Eaton syndrome, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, your hands get stuck.
Oh. Yeah, that happens to me.
Okay, that's not anything. Okay.
Your hands get stuck?
When you're writing and then, like, usually when
I would do, I think I'd notice it when I was doing lashes. Sometimes that my fans would, like, and then I'd have to look. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Use your hands. Okay, so you have your little lips and you have.
So start icing.
Oh, it's hot. It's cold.
It's hot as cold?
Oh, okay.
Wait, we should talk about your lips. What do you want to do?
I was getting scared because I'm like, maybe Orlando won't know because he won't ever listen to this episode. He's not editing.
Oh, true. Oh my God, but the lies we tell our partners.
He was like, tell me a strict no. And I'm like, so
we can just do like a little tiny lip lift.
Okay, I'm down for the podcast. It's for the tribe.
For the people.
This is for the tribe.
It's not for me.
For the people.
Here, let me take a picture. What do you want to achieve? Do you have a little lip liner on there?
Yeah, I should take it off.
Yeah. Let's let me grab.
Maybe you're gonna give me hope. You're gonna give me motivation to
not explore. The black girl motivation to
black girl motivation for lip.
If you only knew the amount of shit me and Erica talk in DMs about people's lips, you would. If only
we know. You think she got lip fillers? Does it not look different?
I always want to look like Angelina Jolie.
That's what people used to ask me for when I started. When I first started, I was jacking people up. I was like, oh, you want these lips? I'm going to give them to you. And there was no shape. There was no, like, because everybody wanted Angelina Jolie.
But that's the problem. Like, there's no shape. They just look like sluts.
It's almost like they just want, like, this puff here.
Yeah. You know? And the type of filler I was using would kind of just puff out a lot. And it just wasn't cute. And then I changed my ways when my friend started coming to me.
Oh, yeah, like, I can't fuck her up.
And I was like, damn.
I had to look at her face.
And then, you know, she got my phone number. She's going to be calling me.
Bitch, come fix this.
So, yeah, and then that's how it all started. I was like, hold on. Black girls get lips, too. Mm. We need a little love. You know, because over time, they do start to get a little.
White bitches started and the black girl said, me too. That's what happened. Now I'm the black girl. Like, okay.
What would you say is, like, the stand, like, when people come in, mm-hmm. what is, like, the picture they show you the most, or like the celebrity they show you the most?
I bet it's not the girl from Friday After Next.
No. A lot of times it's random Instagrammers that I have no idea who they are. And then what's funny is sometimes it'll be an Instagrammer that I've actually seen in person and I'm like, you know, she don't look like that in real life.
Wow. Have you ever had to deny somebody?
All the time.
Because I've done too much.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, instead of actually you being here to add more, I want to talk to you about dissolving it because it's just not right. It's almost like the same concept of getting your nails done, right? And you go into a nail salon and you're like, you've had these nails for like 3.5 weeks and, you know, they've like grown out. And you're like, fill it and put like a polish change, you know, something like that. And they're like, you know, it's time for a new set. Mm-hmm. So same thing with the lips. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just for the record, I'm just going to do this for all the black girls in the world so they know that you can do it without it being too much. It's not. All right. Nobody tell Orlando.
Oh, let me go ahead and take a quick picture of your before. Yeah, beautiful lips. So it's actually going to be really, really easy when I have a good canvas. So good.
This is so fun.
So, okay, Orlando might not like this part, but you cannot have any extracurricular oral activities with the mouth for like about a week.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Fine. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Doctor's orders.
You know that Botox I got?
I can't
really do a lot of this, so.
Yeah.
So you come down here.
Right.
You guys, am I the only one who really doesn't like 69 or writing face? Like, I want to lay. Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry.
I got scared. You know, I'm doing this for my lips because I get so chapped in the winter. That's really.
Yeah, it's a nice way of hydrating them.
Yeah, it's not for the plump, it's for the hydrating.
Oh, a little soft plump.
Oh, it looks so beautiful, baby. Yeah. Oh,
so I just have a little numbing cream sitting there for.
This is going to be great for
the future application.
Can we rub it in a little bit more? It's like someone came over your mouth.
I know. Sorry.
For all the guys listening, you want to see Kama Mila's lips?
Join Patreon.
Face shots.
Only fans.
This went from 1 to 100 real quick.
I know.
Do you like spicy food?
Yeah.
Okay, just today, don't eat spicy food.
Okay.
I hate your life if you do.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, you're going to have little tiny injection sites. So I do transfer the product to a tiny little syringe, and the needle is really tiny. It's okay. Like a baby. It's like acupuncture for the lips.
Okay.
It'll be fine. All right, so let's get ready to do this Botox.
You look like Dave Chappelle.
Hamina, hamina.
Oh, hi.
Rifle gives you wings.
This is going to be great. 20 minutes.
Hold on, let me help you. Let me make this a little more easy.
I think you do that for the...
That's on your chin.
Oh. You did that on purpose?
It was like down here.
Oh.
Is it okay?
I thought I had gotten it all off.
Are you trying to humiliate me?
No, I'm trying to rub it in and make it look better, bitch.
Me. She's talking to me.
Is this a humiliation ritual?
I was trying to hook you up.
Yeah, I want the shape of my lips to be the same. If anything, give me the Rihanna, like more pointy.
Do you like sharp edges?
I think my lips have pretty sharp edges at the top, but I can't see them.
We can make them a little like more defined and sharper.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
Because that's kind of what you do with your lipstick.
Yeah, I think that I'm way too easily convinced. Like if Erica wasn't at that party, I probably would have taken the G. White people know what to do. Give me that. Run that shit.
Oh no! Haven't you learned from fucking Miami?
We don't speak of that. I haven't told anyone that publicly.
This is an untold story of Good Mom. I'll probably never make it to the ethers of the internet.
Hopefully not.
I know.
Unless I'm like way older. And
wait. Before you do
I'm
that,
I'm just gonna clean the area.
Can you show the camera the needle?
Tiny it is. It's the thinnest needle. Possible 33 gauge. She needs to hold your hand. She'll be all right. You'll be okay. As long as you breathe, okay?
Breathe.
Can you see it? The needle is a 33 gauge needle. It is really tiny. It's the tiniest.
Wait, this is the lips? This is the face?
Okay. No, this is the face. Yeah, your lips are gonna numb for a little
bit. Wait, so how many of these? How many?
Okay. So three on each side around your eye. 5 on top of your forehead, and just 4 right here.
Oh, that's 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just a cute 20.
Did you count it?
No, that's a lot.
Nah, you'll be all right. Watch. You'll see. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath. And breathe out. Little tiny poke.
Okay. Women are nuts.
Breathe.
As hell.
That wasn't bad.
No, it's not.
Are you okay?
Deep breath. And breathe.
You're going to be so beautiful.
One more deep breath.
I'm like a baby.
There we go.
Is this going to be like in the sun? Am I have to worry about this? I'm going to Costa Rica.
No. Okay. You're good. Okay, turn this way for me.
This.
I usually go on the other side, but... All right, tiny prick, deep breath. Tiny prick, that's what she said. Okay.
Lum, 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 lum,
lum. And deep breath again, and breathe, and there you go.
Oh, you did that part.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and ice the forehead.
Ice is always good, because it just helps to, like, numb everything.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
You all right?
She all right. Okay. She good. She breathing.
Your lips look extra juicy right
now. I know. It
almost looks like you already got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Women are so ridiculous. They love us.
We're amazing. We take everything.
We really do. And I'm sure you experience this all the time. It's just like the confidence that women come in with and then they leave with.
Oh, they feel so good. Yeah. You just feel rejuvenated. Like, you're like, yes. It's like, I don't know. I feel that way when I get my nails done or like my hair trimmed, you know? Mm-hmm. Deep breath. You okay?
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I thought you had high pain tolerance, though.
No? She does.
Oh, yeah, it's just more the anticipation.
It's just anxiety. She's just nervous as hell.
Massage her legs.
I'm disobeying my boyfriend publicly.
Which is what I tell women they should always do.
Always disobey a man.
Listen.
What does he know? Nothing.
Nothing.
He knows nothing.
Nothing about my face, my choice.
Men think that when they come to get Botox that
you're gonna
like,
come with a different
we're coming Kylie home, Jenner. Yeah, like completely puffy and your lips are gonna be all swollen. And we don't even do Botox in the lips. They have no idea what we're doing.
Well, Botox isn't a filler.
It's not, but they have no idea.
I think I was confused too. Botox paralyzes your muscles.
Well, we like to use the word relax.
Oh, sorry, it relaxes the muscles.
Give me the paralyzer. Yeah.
I mean, we have some people that do prefer to be paralyzed in those areas, but yeah, they like the frozen
look. Those are the ones when they're smiling and nothing moves and they look like...
They're like...
Kind of scared.
Dead. Dead in the eyes.
Like the Nicole Kidman. Oh my God, I went to the movies the other day.
Yes.
And you know, Nicole Kidman is like the face of AMC or some shit. You've seen her like the opening?
Yes.
Like, they come and they transform. And she's talking...
Does her face move?
No. And she's like in this sparkly suit in the movie theater and she's like smiling.
These are the worst. Sorry. So... You know, she was in a movie. She was in a movie, and all they talked about was her performance wasn't even really spoken about. It was how frozen she looked in this one movie.
Because she was expressionless.
Yeah, I was thinking that. That was like a few years ago. It was like five or six.
Did they do it on purpose?
No, it's because she had all this work done.
She went and got Botox done.
And she talked about it?
No, like, you know, people critiquing the movie.
All they spoke about was how frozen her face was. And I was like, that's really bad. But that happened to me. Mm. So when I got, had a great mentor.
But she was a little heavy-handed with the Botox. And
she lives in L.A.
She gave me a heavy dose. And when I first moved here, I was like, I'm going to take acting classes. So I was good. Normally, when I delivered my little, monologues, the acting coach would be like...
He was like, always, you know...
Like you're killing it?
Yeah. And I was like, looking at him and...
You know, I'm like, yeah, I feel great. But then one time...
He didn't have no feedback.
Yeah, no, she had no expression.
As soon as I started, I had to be like angry. I'm like, you know, he's like, cut. He's like, do it again. I don't believe you. I was like, fuck. I couldn't make an angry face. My face was so frozen.
Actors are not supposed to get Botox.
Oh my God, he did it. He said it to me 3 times and I wanted to be like, listen, I got Botox. I can't move my face.
There will be no wrinkles. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
But that experience actually set the tone for me going, you know what? She did 20 units in here. I'm going to do 9. Mm. I'm going to cut it down by 50% because that's how much she locked me in that I was like, man, like that threshold.
You got to show expression.
Oh my God. No, I wasn't
less
able.
Less is more. And at least the less you can always add. Once you go overboard, it's like.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier to add.
How are you feeling?
Numb as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can she roll her forehead or no?
Yeah, she's fine with her forehead. You just can't lay down flat for the next 4 to 6 hours.
What?
So you can't take a nap.
It's 4 hours.
I'm fine. Yeah. What is that going to make? What's going to happen?
Well, if you were to lay flat, it could possibly seep into other muscles that I did not intend to inject.
It might seep into the brain. And then you'll be paralyzed. You won't be able to think straight.
I know. Maybe I will think straight. Finally, I can focus.
Botox for the brain.
Paralyze the parts of me that I can't shut the fuck up. So now I can finally focus.
Do you also do Botox for like people that have TMJ or TMJ? Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that people who grind their teeth?
Yep. Yeah.
I grind my teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
It actually slims your face because a lot of times that muscle gets bulky from all
the grinding.
The grinding, and then it gives you more of a V-line structure.
Mm. You hear that? If you went hard in the ecstasy paint, this is your time.
Not because you just have anxiety and you clench your jaw. If you did drugs...
If you did drugs between 2006 and 2023, you're entitled to Botox.
So I'm going to use a filler called Ravenous Lips. I really love it because it's very smooth. It's very natural. I usually do half of a syringe on people, but...
Because you are so anxious about your lips. Let's just do a quarter.
Okay.
So we'll do 0.25. It's considered like a little pick me up, a little, you know, a little lip lift. I love your Cupid's bow, so I want to kind of enhance that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So don't do this at home.
I'm so excited. I feel like I'm getting my lips done.
Yeah,
it is. Like whatever Jamila does, I feel
it's great.
Very good.
Put your head down just a little bit, okay?
Wow, this I really guinea pigged it for the tribe. I have these dots on my face. This is for you, tribe.
Once it settles, you're gonna be like, oh my God,
I'll be addicted.
Why did I wait?
You're not even gonna ever need a lip liner ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared as fuck.
Okay. I just want you to take a nice deep breath.
How many? Let me just shut the fuck
up. It's going to be really quick. You're gonna be fine. Deep breath. Out and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe. I don't know that we numbed long enough.
Okay. Should we numb long enough?
We could numb a little longer.
Was it hurt a lot?
No, she's okay. There's lidocaine inside the product, so as soon as like
it starts
to like numb immediately.
Like a little massage she was doing with the needle.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Podcasting in the wild. You never know where we're gonna end up. A med spa, a Korean spa, your house. Pull up to your crib. Can you see the difference?
No, it's very minimal. Okay, take a deep breath. This one's gonna pinch a little bit, or maybe not. You okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They are turned up next door.
Uh-huh. I know, next door.
Okay, Cupid's bow.
Just a little pop.
Okay, little Cupid's bow is popping. Okay, Riri.
I'm going to do a little bit more right around this little area here.
I'm like literally just tweaking your lip. Very, very natural.
Mm-hmm.
Very minimal. Deep breath. Ouch. We're in the wet to dry border.
Can you kiss after this or not for a week
I
either?
Prefer that you kind of just like lay low. Oh, do you get cold sores?
Uh-uh.
Okay, good.
I don't think so. Uh-huh. Like once a year or something.
Do you, so I can prescribe something for you just in case.
Am I going to get a cold sore?
No, just in case, because sometimes it can exacerbate.
It can annoy.
Hmm?
Like,
irritate. It can exacerbate like the lip injections itself can actually exacerbate, a cold sore. If yeah. you have like the, you know, if you've had a history of it.
If I have herpes, you're asking me. Are you asking me if I have herpes simplex 1
simplex
on camera?
One. It's only
I don't,
one.
Not that I know of.
What is simplex 1?
Not genital.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Simplex 2 is, yeah.
Oh, well, I need to figure out, know my terms better.
AKA just a cold sore. Okay, go ahead and ice baby, yes.
How do I look?
Do you see how that? It's a very, 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 very.
Yeah, it's a very. Like I literally. Because I'm gonna use the rest of this in the bottom. I'm doing a tiny okay. little intro okay. of what you could have.
Without scaring you. Okay. I'm gonna have you turn your head towards me. I usually go on the other side, but it's all good. Deep breath. And breathe. And breathe. There you go. Yeah. You okay? You're okay. You're good.
I'm sending you Reiki.
Thanks.
this is Botox ASMR. Wait, so she can or she can't make out?
She shouldn't.
For how long? A week?
Like a week.
Whoa.
Just nothing too aggressive. Nothing too aggressive.
Okay, just highlighter to kiss you.
Do you see that? Do you see that little pop?
Because I didn't get anything done to my lips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a little swollen. It'll go down. I promise. And then when it goes down, you're going to be like, oh, no, it's gone.
My little face.
Okay. So go ahead and ice. I'm going to do the bottom, okay? We're just going to hydrate. The bottom.
Not, oh no. Bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. I look great.
Well, a lot of times I tell people if you feel like, oh no, it's too much, it's perfect because once the swelling goes down, they're going to be like, oh, it's great. It's when they're like, oh my God, it's perfect. And then it goes down, they call back and they're like, I need more. Yeah.
I finally can fit in with all my belly friends. You guys, me too.
All right.
Oh God, I'm scared of him.
You're doing great. You're doing amazing. Deep breath. And I can probably use a little extra for your bottom lip just to like really get some hydration.
Does it really hydrate?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hyaluronic acid. You're literally placing it inside the tissues. Look at this nice pop.
I love it.
You're gonna look just like the bitch from Next Friday.
You did request
it. I see it. You're gonna have
special
that. You're
request.
Gonna have that bee bitten lip. That bee stung lip.
I might have not have a boyfriend. But I'm gonna be beautiful. Get a new one after this.
No, I might have a boyfriend.
Okay.
So what is hyaluronic acid?
So hyaluronic acid is basically, it's a basic component of collagen. Over time, we lose our collagen, which is how we lose our hyaluronic acid. So we're just replacing what we're losing over time with this nice little molecule. And what's really unique about it is that it likes to draw water. Mm-hmm. Now, there's different levels of hyaluronic acid. There's some that can draw a lot of water. And those are the ones, the fillers that if you see somebody with like really puffy lips, they have, you know, the type of hyaluronic acid that just loves water. So once you put a little drop of water, it like expands with it.
Like when you drink water?
No. Like fluid inside your lips, right? So your own body. So that's why we tell people you're going to get swollen. And with the swelling, it sometimes looks exaggerated. But then once it goes down, it's really because your own fluid needs to kind of like go through your lymphatic system and you just need to heal. Now, what I love about this hyaluronic acid is that even though it's, you know, hydrating, it doesn't plump when it comes in contact with your own fluid, so to speak. Are you okay? All right. You know what it is? The lidocaine is really going to have you feeling a little crazy around the mouth.
The numbing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. I'm like, why?
Because you keep looking like... Because I can't feel my lips.
But this... Oh, because there's lidocaine inside of it, too. But we love this one because it kind of stays natural. So what you see is what you get. But because your own fluid kind of comes into the area where there's trauma from the needle, it does add a little swelling. Not the product itself, but your own body will kind of.
So once it recognizes, oh, we're just getting a little nick, but a little.
Yes,
bit.
Your body's like, let's protect the tissues, and fluid just comes and it kind of gets in the way. But then once that, you know, the swelling goes down, the product is very natural. You're not going to get any puffing. It's very smooth. It's going to feel like your own tissue. You won't even know that you had your lips done.
Okay.
And nobody can tell. Another question is, like, if my boyfriend kisses me, will he be able to tell? Like, no, it's not a silicone implant. Like, there's no, you know, it just, like, bonds with your own tissue. Okay. So it's very cohesive.
So maybe go sleep at your house for 2 days.
So I'm going to put this little smoothing system. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just did a tiny amount on you just to kind of get you, you know, a little zhuzhed up. So this is a little smoothing. It's called Ha 5. There's two steps to it. We're gonna do step one, and then we're gonna do step two. How do you feel?
No
pain though, right? Okay. Yeah. How was the pain scale? 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst pain.
4.
No. It's not bad. And I feel like you didn't really numb as long. I feel like if you numbed for the full 20 minutes, it probably would have been like a 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Okay, good.
I do feel like I've eaten a little bit of numbing cream.
We actually had somebody like swallow some, and she started panicking because like her throat got numb. We're like, it's okay, you will live. Just feels really weird. All right.
Not you will live.
Yeah.
That would probably be a good time to give some deep throating in.
No gag reflex.
Numb the throat. Give me some of that numbing cream. I'm going home to my baby.
All right, that's the smoothing system. And then I'm going to lock it in with a little bio kiss. Just to like, you know. Oh, they're so pretty.
They're beautiful.
Hold on, let me massage them a little bit. This way. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, turn towards me. Smile for me. There's a little spot. Okay, hold on, I got to do another little spot real quick.
Make it perfect.
Yes.
Make my wife's lips beautiful and even.
My lips. I got you.
Did you want to share your today years old, my dear?
Oh.
The today years old was 7?
What?
The average person has only 7 to 8 sexual partners in a lifetime. That's the average, but I came to the conclusion everyone's fucking lying. I thought it was going to be 30.
30 average?
I thought 25 was average. I mean, a whole lifetime?
I mean, 7?
I wonder what year this was taken, because in the 2000s, bitches be fucking. let people are like
all the freaknecks.
Everybody's calling. What demographic are they? Are they surveying?
Not the lifestyle. That's a lifestyle demographic.
Or maybe it's just us. We're in a specific circle and we think the rest of the world is like this, but it's not. The rest of the world is not.
No.
Well, us and all our listeners are also fucking.
Okay, smile again. Show me a little teeth. Okay, and relax it. I'm going to do it right here in this wet to dry border because I already did the other side. Deep breath.
I don't feel shit.
You don't feel anything?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's crazy.
Okay.
Literally not a goddamn thing.
Nummies.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And now let's do the finishing touch.
And Erica's going to be taking, I'm going to do stories and Erica's going to be sending it to everybody else like this bitch slips like crazy.
No, I'm not.
Not if Roberta does them.
Yeah.
It's everyone else. But do you have people that come in and want like overly done lips? And you just have to do it?
Yeah. I don't do it. No. I tell them like it's going to migrate. Once I tell them that it's not going to look right because it'll go... kind of like that girl that we just talked about.
What did we talk about?
The migration one.
Oh, yeah.
The Quaker Oats.
Oh.
Yeah, girl.
It looks puffy.
It's like she has a roll right over her lip, and that's what I tell people. Like, if you don't...
It looks like there's no separation between this
right.
and this. So just for the record, Roberta, if I come back in here in 2 months begging for more, just say no.
Oh, no, I'm giving you some more.
Everybody on the internet, if I start
so
looking...
So pretty! Look how pretty they are.
Beautiful. Oh, juicy.
Okay. Let me take your
those
after
are some
picture.
DSL's vibe. Awesome.
Oh, my God.
You think he's going to be able to notice?
No.
You do?
No. No way. Don't say anything and see what he says.
Men are blind. Literally, they're blind.
Wait, was I not smiling?
Sorry. No, you're good.
I'm not telling anyone except the 100,000 people watching. Fucking secret.
Like, Orlando, you don't know shit, but everyone else does.
Nobody say anything.
Everyone shut the fuck up. Don't DM Orlando anything.
See how subtle they are?
You know what she does.
I could have done double the amount.
Double?
But that's considered a subtle. It's only half. I did a quarter of a syringe.
That's considered subtle?
Yeah.
A half of half a mm-hmm. syringe?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of my before and after pictures are after a subtle. This is a little tiny.
This is a baby.
This is a baby.
This is baby lip filler.
I just wanted to
baby
ease you in.
Do I have wrinkles right here?
Yeah, retinol maybe.
What the fuck
you
is
know,
going on?
You know, you just gotta use retinol.
You have to use retinol. Do you have
yeah.
do you have I thought you can't, like, retinol, you can't get pregnant on it. You can't do anything. You can't get in the sun.
Well, we actually carry a retinol by IS Clinical that you can use.
I'm not trying to get pregnant.
That's the one I use. It's yeah. just on your face. You can't.
I heard retinol's a very strong...
No, that's like Retin-A.
Oh,
Retin-A.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can put retinol. Mm-hmm. And actually, if at this age, we really
we
should have been starting before yeah. this, but using retinol daily.
That's why I'm doing a chemical peel, because I'm not really good with my retinol usage, and had I been, like, consistent, but I still like to do a peel, like,
how
once.
Often? I've been using retinol now, but I supposed to use it every day.
Yeah,
use it's
it
okay
every
to use
night.
It every day? Okay.
You have to use sunscreen over it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And use it at night when you go to bed.
Yeah.
I might need to grab some of that on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because this is not, I don't like that.
It's so pretty.
But look, the Botox bumps are
it's
gone.
Settled, yeah. People get it on their lunch break, and then by the time they get to their office, there's no evidence.
Not the lunch break Botox.
Yes.
That's so
LA. Haven't you heard lunch break lipo?
I heard a lunch break boobs.
Those lunch, whoa.
Yeah,
no,
there's like a 30
no
minute, there's like a 30 minute boob job that's like super
but that's
quick.
Not a real boob job.
No, it is. He does it super quick.
Shut up.
Listen,
he
you
has
have to
put
be
you
put
under
anesthesia.
They call them the lunch break boobs.
No.
Look it up.
Okay, but
are
it's,
they using
it might,
Sculptra?
It, maybe it's like
using
2 hours, maybe it's like an hour shorter.
You can get fillers in your tits.
Yeah, but then, but then it goes away.
People get it in their butt.
Because you metabolize it.
That's a lot of little shots. I think that's what the Kardashians are doing right in the butt.
I don't know. They like
they're taking
they,
it
they
out.
Took it out.
Fat.
Yeah,
they're taking out their butts.
Some of those.
I think that Ozempic might have taken everything down.
Taking their butts out.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Good Moms, and they told me how to secretly get lip filler without anyone noticing.
Step one: start a fight.
Whose pictures are you liking, motherfucker?
And step two: just when he thinks you guys are about to make up, start another fight because you need a few more days.
I don't want to kiss. You pissed me off this morning.
And then on day 7, give him the best blowjob you could ever give to reward him for all this time that you needed to rest.
Like my lips now.
On the flip side, I had a husband that came in for Botox, and he was like, Roberta, really? 2 weeks? 2 weeks? I was like, 2 weeks? He's like, yeah. She had her lips done, and she had to wait 2 weeks. I was like, actually, oh, no, it's only a week.
Oh,
so then the wife came in and was like, you threw me under the bus.
Why would you tell?
Girl, you got to prepare me. He came interrogating me? Well, yeah, he was getting his Botox, but he was like, why are you telling my wife 2 weeks? Like, why I got to wait? And I was like, oh, no.
Wait, so I'm so curious about your male customers. Like, how many male customers do you have?
You'd be surprised.
And are they mostly white or are they black?
We actually have like a fair share of both.
Okay.
So I will say a lot of the white guys will come and get Botox and fillers, you know.
Really?
Where
do the guys get the fillers?
Are they heterosexual?
Okay, the ones that are heterosexual will get like filler to correct some like age-related issue, like a deep wrinkle or sometimes like acne scarring if there's like a little pockmark where they want it filled, something like that. Now, my homosexual population that will come in, a lot of them will want their lips.
Yeah, of course.
I see that.
That full syringe.
But you know what's funny is that a lot of times they don't want it to be like feminine. They're like, I just want what I have just a little juicier. But they don't want me to like, you know, focus on the Cupid's bow and like enhance their shape. They don't want like feminine lips. So it's interesting. Sometimes I have to ask just to make sure, especially if they like, you know, cross-dress and stuff.
Yeah, like, what is your preference?
Yeah, I'm like, because you're putting on makeup and contouring.
So I need to know what level
I need to know what you want to do, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize the men were getting in on it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of all the rumors in Hollywood that Kanye got lipo and Drake got a nose job.
Drake got a nose job?
Yeah, you know who told me that? Shayla told me that last night. And she said, yeah. She said, look at the old, before, like, the big album.
I need to look up Drake nose job. I think
that no one talks about male cosmetic surgery for male. Cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic, yeah.
Cosmic. That's, like, that's cosmic. Some astrology shit. What's your sign? I'm going to tell you my sign while I inject your face. No one really talks about that, but in Hollywood and L.A.
Yeah. And we have a lot of black men that come and they get a lot of skin services because they get, you know, ingrown hairs and the bumps and stuff. And then some of them actually will be like, hey, you see, like, the bags underneath my eyes? What can you do? And we're like, yeah, we got you. Let's do some filler. But, you know, Deion Sanders was the first male black spokesperson for Botox many, many years ago.
He must have got a dime for that.
But what was it for? What kind of Botox? Like, actual, like...
Botox,
like cosmetic.
He probably got a nice penny to be the endorser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like it.
You think so?
Yeah, actually. Look at Drake's nose. It's changed.
What is going on here?
That's his old nose. We didn't see it. Because he got
It's like a
quick.
Line across his nose.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, just in case anyone's wondering, Turkey.
I need different angles.
Turkey's a new place to get cosmetic surgery. Turkey, the men are getting their hairlines redone. Turkey, I don't know all my tea from cousin Chris. You guys have probably heard me say this a lot. He knows all the tea. Also, Turkey is where they're getting...
Yeah, they tweaked his nose a little bit.
Maybe they did a filler. Yeah. You're doing, I don't know, got a nose job. He might have just got like a little filler.
He could have got a little filler, too.
They're doing ethnic nose jobs in Turkey.
Like they're making you look more ethnic?
They're making them not look white. Like you're not going to have the same nose as all the Kardashians. If you go to Turkey...
Oh, with that little like
that
tip.
That little Michael Jackson thing.
Or the little
but if
Paris
you go,
Hilton.
Yeah, but if you go to Turkey, they know how to do it so you still look black. Mm. I heard Saweetie... went over to Turkey.
Saweetie got her nose done too.
If you get any of your celebrities are in Turkey, you know why.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the hair.
The hair plugs. Yeah, so basically, if I'm gonna get boobs, we need to go over to Turkey.
Okay. How about just staying in the States?
Okay, that's an option.
Because like you can look up the credentials.
Right,
you know.
Just go to where I got my boobs done.
Your boobs look good.
Yeah.
I'm also feel weird about boobs because I'm so small and my tits are.
Oh, actually, you know who's a really good boob person? There's like this. Something Kim. He's a doctor in Beverly Hills, and he does like Asian girls, so he knows how to do small frames.
Probably be my best bet.
Yeah,
I like your small boobies.
Thank you. Yeah. I like them too. I don't not like them, but maybe like after the second kid, I'll
zhuzh them. Yeah,
it's annoying in outfits sometimes. Nothing fits like t-shirts and shit. Yeah,
I love that people are becoming more or embracing their bodies to the point where they're open to getting things done without feeling guilt or shame or feeling like they're going to be judged or whatever, you know? Because I think for a long time, especially as Black women, we're like taught that, oh, if you get Botox or you get filler, like that you don't love yourself or, you know, you got self-esteem issues.
Right.
And it's like, why can't I just like enhance what I already have, you know?
Right.
Or if I have like small boobs and I want them to be, you know, just a little bigger, why is that wrong for me to want them to be a little bigger? I don't feel like it's vanity. I think it's just, I think it's sanity personally. I think
right, it's not like stressing yourself the fuck out about what you don't have when you can just get it.
Just get it.
Well, the thing about it too, I think a lot of the shame does come from women, like us shaming each other around it, because to be honest, these niggas don't care. They say they care. They say,
they really
I would
don't.
Never, blah, 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 please. Yeah. And the next thing you notice, they're rolling up with the girl.
They love them. Oh, they love them.
They're rolling up with a girl with a BBL, and this nigga literally swore up and down he would never, ever, ever be with, you know what I mean? And, like, it's like...
Oh, I had a client who came. She hadn't had a facial appeal. She was white. She needed all those things. Botox hasn't done anything. Had, like, 4 kids. And she's like, you don't understand. When the day of my wedding, my husband found out that I got Botox for the wedding. And he freaked out and was like, if you ever do that shit again, I'm divorcing you.
Whoa.
Said that to her on the wedding day. So then she came to me about probably 8-9 years later. And she's like, I'm getting a divorce. I need all the works. She's like, and she really needed a lot.
And not like the not that she's been suffering.
She was suffering. Never got. She said she was so traumatized by his statement that she wouldn't even go to like Burke Williams to get a facial.
Whoa.
Didn't use anything. She had sun damage. So anyway, 5 chemical peels later, 4 filler and Botox, you know, visits later, she's like, my ex is dating a girl that is completely
plastic. Wow.
Not even like on a natural tip, like she can tell she got a little bit. She's like, no, her lips are like,
oh no.
Like she's walking around ducky.
And that's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, you literally stopped your life and didn't do what you wanted to do because a man told you not to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, listen, women.
Lie.
Do what you want.
Come home with those lips. Come home with the Botox. Like,
yeah.
Be you. And I feel like men will respect you more when they know that you don't really give a shit what he thinks. Like, okay, y'all, you know, I don't want to be like that woman that's like breaking up relationships because, you know.
Because you just convinced her to get Botox.
Because I convinced her to do something.
No, but it's true, though. Like, even me, when I decided to get, when I got my boobs done, I wasn't even going in for boobs. I was going in for lipo because I had my daughter. And then I went there and they're like, you don't really need lipo. But, you know, when they go to these doctors, they like try to upsell you.
Yes.
They're like, you don't really need that. You do need some titties, though.
But you need this, yeah.
But even when I got them, I was still very, like, I didn't want anyone to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still had some shame around the fact that I had chosen to enhance my body for my own comfort, to, like, for my own confidence. And it wasn't until probably in the last, like, maybe 2, I mean, I think I maybe mentioned it on the show briefly, but it wasn't until, like, the last, like, 2 years that I felt, like, I don't really give a fuck who knows.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I paid for these titties. Yes, I love these titties. And nobody ever thinks that they're fake anyway.
Yeah.
Even the men touching them are always like, what?
the men touching
even
them.
And the women.
LA, like, a boob job is like going to the dentist.
But I felt like, as Black women, we are revered for this Black don't crack ideal. And that, like, we're supposed to be untouched. And that, like, we just, like... And it's true. Like, yes, Black is beautiful. And yes, a lot of times Black don't crack. But look, sometimes Black is mixed with a little white and it be cracking. But I say that to say is that, like, I think these type of, like, seeing people do this.
Breaks the stigma.
It less scary and makes it less like, oh my God, I'm going to come out looking crazy.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't love myself because I did this. In fact, like, when I got my titties and I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, this is the body that I always knew I could have. This is the body that I was like, because I'm like heavy on the bottom and I had these
you
little tiny titties and I felt more proportioned.
Yeah.
I felt more confident in my clothing. And even like, honestly, like when I came here and I posted me coming in, I was nervous a little bit. I was like, oh my God, like, am I really going to post? People are going to know that I had Botox.
And I was a little surprised that I wasn't surprised. I know we're not very good at keeping secrets, but I was like, okay.
But I had a conversation with myself around like what kind of like transparent person would I be if I like just lied about
Like, oh no, I've gotten nothing.
I've never gotten anything. And a lot of these people do on the internet.
They do.
You see them.
That's what I don't like.
You see them on the internet, and we already know the filters are hitting hard. But then you're like, also like, damn, like how does she? Yeah. How does her cheekbones look so high? And they're like, oh, my grandmother, my great grandmother had high cheekbones.
She was Native American.
And it's like and so when I did share it, and I was like, you know what, I'm definitely going to share it. And I felt like really empowered by the feedback that women got, like that I got from women. And it was like, oh my God, you did that? Oh, like send me her number. Like, how do I do that? Is that okay? Like, I didn't know that we could do this.
And isn't that amazing?
And it reminded me very much of just even like why me and Mila do what we do with Good Moms.
Oh yeah. And that's why we're here, to just help women feel better about themselves. We're not trying to change your appearance. We're not trying to make you look like a different person. I've had people call and be like, do you do the Kim K package? We're like, what the hell is that?
Not no. The Kim K package.
It's so cookie cutter. They just want like, you know, Botox lips, jawline filler and all that. And I'm like, how about we just want to see you and enhance what you have.
Right.
And tweak whatever it is that bothers you, or, you know, I mean, it's not whatever.
It's not one size fits all.
Exactly.
You have to like your face a little bit and then enhance what you have. You can't just ask for someone else's face.
Exactly.
It doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah.
Well, like me, like the girl from Next Friday. Oh my gosh. Well, Roberta, I wanted to know if you have a hori that you can share with
us. Hori.
A hori.
You know, I might be a little bit of a prude because I've been like a serial monogamist all my life.
You ain't no goddamn prude.
No, okay. All right, well, I have one little story. So I was in between an ex and dating like a new guy. And between the ex and the new guy, in one day, I saw the both of them. And basically, I fucked the both of them.
Like many women have done
this. So I double down a little bit.
It happens.
You're going to taste test.
You can't be like, I already started fucking this new guy. You got to just be like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to give you this pussy one last time. Then it's over.
Well, you got to commit to like, I'm not going to tell you that we're breaking up. So let me just convince you that everything's fine. And it's not. But this is the last time you get this.
I mean, sometimes you get opportunities and you got to take the opportunity. I mean, who's going to pass up the opportunity just because you did some other shit this morning? Maybe that opportunity was the better opportunity, and you're not going to pass up on it. You're going to take it, just like these niggas do. You think niggas are passing up on pussy because they fucked somebody earlier?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know? I would do it.
Yeah. I mean, I was in my 20s, and really what happened was the dude that I was starting to see had a really small dick.
Oh, no.
But he had like these huge balls, and I didn't understand.
Oh, no.
Why
God would play you this way?
Yes. I was like, this is so bad. Like, I feel so bad for him. And so after that, I was like, I was so
double
unfulfilled.
Back.
I needed to, like, hit up the ex. Like, hey.
Let me run that back
big
real quick.
Head.
I love you, big head.
Literally big head. Because the other one was little head, big balls.
So how long did that second relations work out with the small dick and the big balls?
Oh, no. He had an alcohol problem, which didn't help.
You out here with big balls and a little penis and having a drink problem.
So he had liquor dick all the time on top of having a little dick.
And, he probably was drinking to suppress his sadness of having a little dick. Did he give good head?
Me?
No, did he give good head?
Oh, because I was like, what head to give?
No. There's no head to give.
Like, no, there's no head to give.
I feel like if you
have
a little dick,
you're... No, it didn't last long at all. And one night, oh my God, I had to drop him off. He was so drunk. I had to drop him off at his house. And as I'm driving away, he's running after my car. He's like, yo, ma. This is East Coast, okay?
So
I stop and I'm like, please go in the house. Please go in the house. Like, I'm trying to make sure you're safe. You're inebriated. He's like, yo, ma, I know you're not feeling me, but I'm feeling you. I know you're not feeling me, but I'm feeling... So you do you, ma. You do you.
That means I know you know I have a little dick.
I felt so bad. I'm like,
okay, baby.
Go now.
Come on. Run along.
Oh, my God. I had to drive off.
Have you ever declined a dick once you've seen it?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
And I was in my 20s, and I was when I was like a huge whore and also a people pleaser. So
this was a big deal.
It was, I was like,
yeah,
it's not going to happen, buddy.
I've had unsolicited dick pics sent to me, and I'm like, don't you ever don't you have ever the nerve to send this shit to me again? How dare you? Especially when it wasn't even hard. It was like soft.
I don't, listen, yeah, fellas.
Listen, men and their angles in general.
Do not send a soft, you know, first of all, don't send a dick pic unsolicited. I'm assuming if you're sending unsolicited, it's because it's fucking huge and you need to know. Which is also,
it was awful.
I don't need that either because I haven't asked you. It means I probably don't need to see it because it means now I'm going to be tempted and I don't even like you. But now I know you got that and now I'm curious. But in general, like, don't send a soft penis. Because what am I supposed to do with that?
And also, make sure the environment is cleaned up.
Yeah, because I'm going to be like, why is your
bathroom in the background? What's on the floor?
Yeah, you don't want to see the toilet and it's got a little yellow pee in there.
No. We do not even see your dick hanging over the toilet.
Or you're like, if you're nappy ass.
We do not
ass,
need
like,
to see that shit.
If you're not well-groomed and you just have like an afro.
Little beady bees.
How do you feel about male grooming? Like, shaved all the way.
I'm all for it.
I like it.
And armpits too?
Not armpits. No. I like armpit hair. It's like
at least trim it. Yeah, I don't need it to be like crazy. A big old, like, you know, fro underneath there, you know?
What do you feel about men grooming? You don't like when they shave it?
I like hair. Not like a lot of hair, but like I don't mind hair.
Like
I
actually, chest hair?
I don't know. Sometimes I get triggered by like bald dicks. I like see them and I'm like...
It kind of gives me porn dick.
That's what it is. It gives me porn dick. It makes me think you want it to look bigger because you're trying to, like, get shit out the
Everyone's
way.
Not trying to trick you, Rekha. She thinks everyone's trying to trick her.
Everyone's tricking.
Can I drink tea?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. It's not too hot, is it?
No.
Okay.
And then it just gives me, like, I'm like, I don't know, like, why are you shaving your armpits? I don't know.
Sometimes I
had armpit hair is, that's weird to shave.
Yeah, I had an ex that did that.
Well, is he a swimmer?
Someone told me that they shave their armpit hair to avoid if it's high
body odor,
and it's because he doesn't wear deodorant.
That's what he told me. Well, no, mine wore deodorant.
Men usually have really, like, I don't, most men just smell naturally really good.
Yeah, I think men actually, I think women actually smell worse than men.
And I was like, is it because I'm a woman?
But we have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you get pregnant, oh my God, like, the odors are changing.
Yeah, I used to work, I did the postpartum, my clinical rotation, and I used to gag at the smell of, like, the pads that I had to change from the women, and I'm like, it was a very distinct smell.
Mm-hmm. It's like copper.
It's weird.
Copper pussy. Copper pussy fish.
I don't know, but I like, even after you give birth, like, when you're breastfeeding, I was like, I smell strong as hell.
You can smell
I was like, is this baby done this to me? Like, I don't understand. I was just trying to pump and, like, produce milk, and I was just, like, stinking.
Yeah, I think even diet matters, because I notice when I'm eating a lot of meat, literally my BO smells different.
Better or worse?
Worse.
Oh.
Yeah, my body is stronger.
Think about it. Ingesting any meat in America, you're ingesting a shit ton of hormones.
Mm, you're eating something dead.
Okay, we can't.
You're eating dead. Energetically, it's not great. Poor animal had to experience this murder. And you're eating it. It's dead flesh.
People don't really consider the state of the energy in which the cow or whatever was murdered.
Horror.
So, yeah.
Probably in horror.
Well, a lot of, especially cow, whatever, how they
call it. Slaughterhouses?
Yeah, so they're pushing them through this, like, through these lines, and the cow sees what happens in front of them, and it starts to freak out and starts to try and back up.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're kicking the cow. So the cows are conscious. They understand you just killed my homie.
Yeah.
And then so they're slaughtering them in that state. And
so it's tense meat.
And then energetically.
Trauma meat.
Yeah.
And energetically, we're ingesting the hormones, the trauma, the living conditions. Who knows what they fed them? And it's just not good. And then the slaughterhouses are usually placed in. So imagine we're all eating meat at the fucking supermarket. When's the last time you saw a farm where they're slaughtering, like,
cows? No, they're far out. They're in the middle of.
They put them in poor places. Like, there was a documentary about this place in, like, North Carolina. It was mostly black people lived there. It was so fucking sad. There's an old man. He was like, I can't even go to church on Sunday. You know, the smell is so bad around here. The toxin and the chemicals it produces makes the people sick. Mm. Anyway, we got to stop eating meat, guys. It's done.
I know, because I've been researching about life force energy and prana and how to, like, eat for life force energy. And the number one thing to not eat is dead meat.
Yeah.
It literally kills your life force energy.
Unless we, like, go to Costa Rica where we can actually see the animals. It's not totally fucked.
Well, I have an addiction to Popeyes, so I need help.
You're going to the Popeyes in the good area?
I go to the one that puts all the sauces that I need on my wings.
The honey, the hot sauce.
The signature hot. Yeah, and I put honey on there, too.
I should go to the one in Studio City.
because I think I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, the one off of Laurel Canyon. I used to live right there, and I used to go to the gym right there.
You think that's a higher vibrational Popeyes?
I honestly.
They have a drive-through. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe this is the better option, Popeyes.
Well, I used to work out.
Chickens are all from the same place, probably.
I used to work out at the gym right next to a G-Train. And in the morning, I used to work out with Lita. She was great. And we would smell like hot grease. I don't know if they were taking out the grease, and it would just be like hot grease. And I'd be like, oh, it's so disgusting. Oh, I'm never eating Popeyes again. And then that same fucking night, I'm like, I want some wings.
You're rolling up right next to your gym.
Yeah, right next to my gym. Like, like I never said that.
The biscuits is really kidding me. Yeah,
biscuits.
I'm hungry, guys.
And the red beans and the rice. Well, Creation is always an option.
Yeah,
healthy.
Right, right. Vegan. Roberta, thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting me.
I feel really good about my face and my lips. I don't feel like it's crazy.
It's not.
It's giving Friday after next. You look beautiful. Right? So make sure you guys, if you're in the LA area, to check out FSA in Santa Monica. And make sure you hit up Roberta. Tell her.
And I promise I won't be peeling next time. I know I'm like red as a beet. Thank you. But yeah, I'm like red as a beet.
You look beautiful.
My face feels hot.
It's gorgeous. You have, perfect skin.
You do.
No, I really don't.
No, you do. You don't have
melasma.
Well, I don't
But we know how to deal with all those things.
I'll be back. You don't even have a pore on your face, honestly.
Well, you know, that when the peel starts to activate, it gives you, that shiny,
blur. It's like a blur.
Yeah, it's like a blur, yeah. But then, then I'll start peeling everywhere, like a blooming onion. I'm hungry.
Me too. I'm looking forward to coming back. And
I'm excited for you.
Doing more.
You were a great patient, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't push me or shove my hand away or...
I don't want you to fuck it up.
Drop F-bombs. That's what I'm injecting.
Hashtag black girls get Botox too.
Yes, and lips. Black girls get lips too.
I don't know if that's
what it is. Yes.
But it's true.
I did want to do that hashtag, and I was like, somebody's going to probably say something smart. You know.
Do it. I'll do it. When this comes out, black girl. Actually, we can't make that a clip.
No, because Orlando's going to know.
Shh. Orlando.
Anyway, guys, we will link all of Roberta's information in this episode description. Make sure you tell her good mom sent you.
Yes.
And this concludes another episode of Podcasting in the Wild. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're listening to this audio, make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We are coming to a city near you. We're going on tour. So make sure you come see us live in your city.
New York, Atlanta, D.C., Houston.
Philly.
Oh my God. That's
Charlotte.
Amazing.
Yeah, Charlotte.
And we're doing a Mother's Day retreat in Atlanta, May 10th through the 12th. So come tap in. Let's get your creative ideas out there in the world and also get some deep wellness sessions in. And we love you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.